Yo, what's up, everybody? You are now listening to From the East Side with Love. It's your boy Kosher. Got Mr. BYOD himself in the building. What's up, Jimmy V?
Yeah, what's your boy, Jimmy V? What's going on, everybody?
Jimmy V, bruh. I guess we win this history. We're all witnesses, huh?
Yes, we are. We are all witnesses to the King James, right?
That man, King James, bruh. So, you know, being from L.A., I mean, I know you ain't got to worry about legacies, and you ain't got to worry about anything good in Boston. But we had this man that you may know very well named Kobe Bryant, you know. And we could all arguably say that he took the game over after Michael Jordan. You feel me?
Fair to say.
Okay. So with that being said, the last 20 years was all about Kobe, bro.
Yeah.
Then this man comes in LeBron. I think he comes in 2004-ish with Carmelo Anthony.
2003, but yep.
2003, straight out of high school.
Right.
You know. Puts on for Cleveland. Takes it to the finals. Gets swept. Whatever. Leaves. Goes to Miami. Becomes a villain. One of the most hated athletes around the world. Or just at least in the NBA. And you know, he goes over and wins two finals or two championships with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. And everybody's like, yo, you can't do it without these two guys. Wah, wah. I was one of them. I'm not going to lie. And LeBron was like, you know what? I'm going to come back. I'm going to try to win it for the hometown. Even though he's not from Cleveland, because I think it's an hour away from where he's at. Close enough. He's from Akron, bruh. And he loses last year against the Warriors, right? And this year, everybody thinks Warriors Dynasty. Unbelievable regular season, 73-9. A lot of bumps during the playoffs, most notably the Thunder series, but they pulled through, right, bro?
Correct.
And then what happens afterwards, man? They go on a 3-1 run against Cleveland.
Right. It's very ironic how the finals actually ended, being that the Cavs came back 3-1, but we saw in the round before the Warriors were down 3-1, and they went against all odds, and they actually came back and won it to go into the finals. So it's very ironic that the same thing that they did to the Oklahoma City Thunder is what the Cavs did to them in these finals.
So last two podcast episodes, bro, you and Aisha Curry were on the same wavelength. NBA is rigged. I feel like the NBA has been manufactured ever since the Golden State Thunder Warriors series, bro. What can you say about this game? What did you see in this game, bro?
There's nothing that I can say. We were watching two best teams out of the Eastern Conference as well as the Western Conference go at it one more time for the final bout. Watching this game, you know, I can't say the refs were on one specific side because both teams were getting calls. I think there were a few calls that were a little bit over exaggerated, but at the end of the day, it didn't make a huge difference, being that this game came down to a 4-point spread. So it was more than one possession, it was two, unless of course they were able to get a 4-point playoff. But I can't make any complaints. Obviously, key players did not play like themselves. Steph Curry, 17 points. Klay Thompson, 14 points. With them producing like that and them being the main splash brothers for a great Golden State offense, it's just not enough. But at the same time, it's not like the Cavs had a crazy crazy offensive game because, once again, the Cavs beat them only by 4 points. LeBron James with 27 points, Kyrie with 26. The rest is pretty much mingled out within the team. So I think this game came down to all-around team basketball, and we saw which team played better towards the end of the game.
Right. So Kevin Love, he did what he was supposed to do, maybe not contributed too much on the points, but had a lot of rebounds. And Draymond Green, at one point was like 4-for-4 from the three. And he single-handedly was keeping him in the game. I think he ended the game with like 34 points.
That's right, yep. I actually got the stats open. 32 points. He was 11-for-15. 15 rebounds, so we had himself a double-double as well.
Right, so all we needed was one Splash Brother to match him or get 20 plus. If they both got 20 points, they would have won, right?
Definitely, yep.
So, is Steph Curry the greatest shooter now? Like, this series, this playoffs, I felt like he wasn't playing that well, right? We can go back to the Houston game where he tweaked his knee, the Houston series, and then ever since then, it's been kind of when he's on, he's not injured. When he's off, he's injured, They say he's going to have an injury. He's going to get a surgery after the season. What do you think is going on in Steph Curry's mind right now, bro?
I think Steph Curry's obviously disappointed. I mean, they were at the finish line. They dropped the ball at the goal line. They pulled the Deshaun Jackson and dropped the ball at the 1 yard line as they were going into the end zone. If we're talking football here, so that's what pretty much happened. If I were to give him any advice, it would be to not hang your head so low. Obviously, the mission of every season, the goal of every season is to become NBA champions. Once again, he fell short. But look at what he did. I mean, look at his team, 73-9 during the regular season, made it to the finals, game 7. They were two possessions away from a NBA championship. He's back-to-back MVP. I mean, the records itself show the impact that he did this season as well as his team did this season. It's clear that they fell short. Obviously, I feel like I understand the competitive spirit, and it's like if you don't win the championship in the end, then nothing else matters. So I'm pretty sure he might be thinking that in a way, but at the same time, Steph, don't be too hard on yourself. You did a fantastic season. Your team is in the record books for the best regular season team. A lot of people, actually the group that I was just with, they said they can go ahead and erase that 73-9 because it doesn't mean anything now that the fact that the team didn't win the championship. And I would respond to that in a no. Reason why the record is called best regular season team record because it's for the regular season. Obviously the Bulls went ahead and won their championship when they went 72-10. But it's just a different story with these Warriors here. They still did go 73-9, but they just didn't finish it at the end of the day.
So, Brett, within the last 5 years, we've seen two teams with remarkable regular season post-playoffs records. And then when it comes to that last game to put everything on the line, they just don't make it. And you know this firsthand, the Patriots, bro. So is this, which is the bigger upset? what the Patriots were going through with an undefeated season or with Golden State?
Obviously, with me and the Patriots, you know, we're connected by blood. Everybody knows, you know, I'm from Boston. It's the only team that I did watch growing up. So I remember that 2007-2008 season going undefeated, losing it within the Super Bowl championship game. Obviously, that hurt. That hurt a lot. Compared to this game, I'm still sticking with that game because obviously that was closer to my heart. But obviously, when you compare the two teams, they both set records. They both accomplished something that other teams can't say that they accomplished. And once again, it's just a matter of dropping the ball at the 1 yard line. You just couldn't finish the job.
Yeah, and I look, it doesn't. With, especially with the Golden State Warriors, we didn't say that this is the first team ever to give up to lose a 3-1 series in the finals. Not only did they lose, they lost in that kind of fashion, bro. You feel me? They just did that to the Thunder, and then they turn around and lose like that.
Yeah, you know what? I think honestly, this was a great series to prove the fact that even though Aisha and I've been saying it every podcast episode, the fact that the NBA is rigged and all that stuff. This whole playoff series is a good example of the fact that the NBA can go either way. It depends on which team shows up. Because during the Thunder and OKC series, when they were down 3-1, I'll be the first to admit it. I said, OKC's done. They're not coming back. Nope, they blew it. And then it was 3-2. Then it was.
You mean Warriors?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Warriors. And then it was 3-2. Then it was 3-3. And then Warriors took game seven there. So once again, we saw the same exact situation. Bron was down 3-1, you know? And once again, me, much like everybody else probably did, they wrote him off saying, this is it. I remember Stephen A. Smith was saying, it's over. But once again, much like LeBron James said in his post-celebration speech, he says, the man above, they gave them a harder path that they just had to complete, and that involved having to go to a game seven and to prove it all on the court, and that's what they did.
Would you take Kyrie over Curry, bro?
Would I take Kyrie Irving over Steph Curry?
That's the question.
Man, you're putting me in a spot, brother. You know what? I would take Steph Curry over Kyrie. I would.
Well, what'd you think about when he hit that three, bro?
That was the dagger. That's it. I mean, we remember it was what? A tied game. Kyrie had the ball in the hand. Yep, less than a minute. It was actually pretty much one on one play. Kyrie against Steph, and Kyrie got the shot off, and he hit the shot too, and that put them up by three. I mean, so pretty much that was it.
I kind of felt like we knew Uncle Drew was nice, but I felt like he bottled what Curry did in the regular season and just went off in this series, man. I felt like even though LeBron, yes, he deserves a final MVP because he had a complete game. My man Curry was Kyrie was a sniper, yo.
Yeah, I mean all season. Can't nobody tell me it was the LeBron James show all season. Nope. There was one name you heard over LeBron's name every single time, and that was Steph Curry. Steph Curry this, Steph Curry that. I mean, the whole season was Steph's highlight tape. I mean, just the just the pure shooting that we saw all season is the reason why he was named MVP of the regular season.
I mean, bruh, last year at this time, we were saying Curry was a better player than LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Going into this season, until even the playoffs, the better player is Curry. Now, granted, a lot of people were saying LeBron as well. But like you, to what you're saying, LeBron was kind of in the backseat of what Curry was doing this whole season, right?
Yeah.
I said that the Warriors were going to have a dynasty. There was no, I mean, look, the Warriors were heavily favored. I don't really think that people could have really said Cleveland. Sure, but this was an upset, okay?
Yeah, and I mean, the Warriors were going in. To this, they were the favorite team. I believe it was plus +3. They were supposed to win by 3 or whatever the Vegas odds was. But that's not how it went down.
Right. And yeah. So now my thing is LeBron the best player? Because you remember that he kept doing them come from behind blocks on everybody, man.
Yeah, well, man. I mean, once again, LeBron proved it. He was the hardest working man out on that court today. His play just showed it, just like you said. Those come from behind blocks. That's pure determination. That's not giving up on the play. I mean, I remember the play. It was a fast break. Steph was, I believe, at the 3-point line. LeBron James was at half court, and he was sprinting, and he was able to come back. And that just proves when you don't give up on the play, good things will go down. And LeBron James, once again, he showed it. I've got his stats up now. He is one of three players to have a triple-double in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. 27 points, 11 assists, 11 boards. My man balled out. Well-deserved MVP. And listen to this stat, because you know how the ESPN app sends you notifications. It says,
yes, sir.
LeBron James wins final MVP, led both teams in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. Did you hear that?
Man.
Everything across the board.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, bruh, LeBron, I did my hardest to keep him out of my top 10. That man is top 10 and arguably a top 5 for what he did right here, right now, this evening, bro.
Yes, this was a big game for his career overall.
I mean, this was the game for his career, bro.
Yeah, we could say that. And on top of that, it was the same game that brought the title to his hometown, to what he said he was going to do. You know what I respect? I respect a person who is a man of their word. They say, I'm going to do this. I don't care what anybody else thinks of what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it no matter how hard. And that's what LeBron James did. He said, I'm going to win my town, going to win my city, NBA championship. And my man went to the finals last year. He still tried his hardest. I mean, last year, no Kevin Love, no Kyrie, brought it to a game 6, went down like that, but he still gave his all. I remember he still had 30-plus points. I mean, he still balled out.
Yeah, 40 points.
Right, lost at the end, and I'm sure he said, you know what? It just wasn't meant for this season. I'm going to go extra hard next season. Once again, boom. Got back in the gym. I remember reading reports. He was switching up his body weight. He got some shooters around him. J.R. Smith, you know, Shumpert. I mean, they made changes, and obviously the necessary changes were made in order for them to take it home this season.
And they had a new coach because they fired their coach around a
halfway
regular season.
Halfway through the season, yeah. And then
when they were the number one seed on the East, too, and they still fired them.
And then especially with losing your coach, I mean, leadership, that's when the true captain of the team stands out, because your coach isn't there to provide leadership. And I'm sure LeBron James was that person who says, look, we don't even have a coach, but we're still going to get this done. I mean, he said he's sacrificed his body, time. I mean, I'm sure all types of energy. And once again, you know, well-deserved. I was going for the Warriors. You can look back on all of our podcasts. I was pulling for them. Just the fact that I wanted to see a back-to-back winning MVP as well get back-to-back championships. But obviously things didn't go my way.
Where do you put LeBron in your top 10, bro?
All time?
All time.
I think when it's all said and done, he'll be he'll definitely be top 5.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say exactly where at this point, because I feel like he might be just surpassing the peak of his career. You know what I mean? But based on numbers, it doesn't even show, because he's gotten better every single season. I mean, we can look back to every single season. His numbers are getting better. His averages are getting better, which just proves he is working hard at every single season. Right now, he's got 3 chips. He's been to the finals, what, six times? So it's safe to say he's 50% when it comes to the finals. Obviously, it's not a good percentage, but when you could say you got 3 chips, I mean, there's nothing much more that you got to say. You got 3 chips.
Do you think he's better than Kobe?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, 3 chips. I know this one's probably the best one for him. I mean, I know the first one was sentimental, but this one right here, like you said, man, a man of his word. Did what he set out to do. I read that LeBron moving back to Cleveland, that, like, resurrected the city, bruh.
I'm sure. I mean, when he left, just like you said earlier, he was the villain. I'm sure he took so much energy out of Cleveland. It's like he just absorbed it all. Because just think about having the best player on your team and he leaves you. Like, what? Yep, you gonna do that to your hometown? So I know they were all discouraged. I know they were all feeling some type of way. That's why when he came back, they welcomed him with open arms, because they knew that if he's coming back here, he's gonna do something. Then obviously they had the young Kyrie Irving on the team who played a tremendous game, 26 points. He went 10 for 23, not the best for field goal percentage, but still did enough to make sure his team got that W.
Get a ring or die trying in Cleveland, bro.
Real talk. I mean,
because LeBron looked like he broke his wrist at the end of the game.
Man, that was bull. That was hot. If you saw the replay, LeBron got his he took his SAG card out and he got his acting on, okay? Because he did not land on his wrist. It wasn't. It was not that big a deal, Bron.
Did he pull Aaron to San Francisco?
Man, he pulled some bullshit. I'll say he did what he had to do for his team to win. That's all.
I hear you, bro. So, I mean, at the end of the day, man, look, I don't think this, if anything, I don't think this game was rigged. I think the better team won tonight. I can't say that for the season, or I can't say that for the series, but Steph Curry made some bad plays at the end. Harrison Barnes, he played himself out of a huge contract year. I don't think he's going to get a lot of money coming into offseason. Missed a lot of clutch shots. Obviously, Andrew Bogut, him not being there, really hurt him. I felt like it was easier for them to get offensive rebounds and rebounds in general. Tristan Thompson did what he was supposed to do, which I always felt like was going to be the weakness for Golden State, was going to be the rebounds. They showed that against the Thunder. And yeah, bro, like, I just, at the end of the day, I did not think LeBron was going to do it. I tell it every day. I respect him as a businessman. I don't like him as a basketball player. But if anybody, after tonight, still hates LeBron, then, I mean, he can't convince you. You know, he'll never. Because this guy, I don't care how wacky he is, he may not be the best. He may not be the best, like, the best shooter. Or he may not be, like, the most technical player. But, dude, he won it for his hometown, bro. That town hasn't won a championship in 40-plus years, bro. You feel 50 me?
50-plus years, actually.
50-plus years, man. Cleveland is not, they're not winners. The Indians, the Browns, do they have a hockey team? They're just not winners, right? That is not a place where free agents go either, bro.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, like, so much props to LeBron. And if he were to retire now, because, you know, what's funny is that he's a free agent, bro.
Oh, yeah?
He's a free agent. You know, he signed a two-year deal, and he had a player opt-out. And now, bro, I mean, obviously he's getting the max. But he's good. I think he, you know what, he could leave Cleveland. He did what he wanted to do, bro. He got his ring.
He could, yeah.
You think he will?
No. You know how much love he's about to get once they get back home? Like he said during his post speech, I can't wait to get back home. What? Once his plane lands, there's going to be a red carpet going from the plane to his car. And then once he gets in his car, there'll be a red carpet from his car going into his house. I mean, the pandemonium that he's about to experience is about to be crazy. On top of that, they got the parade within a few days. He's not going anywhere.
Man, it's going to be a Kia commercial all over.
Oh, right. Exactly. He'll be running in the streets with everybody. I mean,
Kia, Nike.
Yeah.
All the sponsors, man.
It's about to be out of this world over there. And all summer, all we're going to hear is King James. King James this. Legacy that. You know, that's all. I mean, but he's deserved it. It's well-deserved. We're talking about a person who came from the bottom. Now, granted, he didn't come from the bottom, just because everybody was aware of his talent early on, I believe. So he did have some help on the way. But we're talking about a person who comes from a, even though it is Father's Day, he came from a single-parent home. Mother only had his back the whole time.
Tell him.
He came from where a lot of young black people came from. And someone made this comparison the other day. When you look at Steph Curry, he comes from a wealthy family. The dad was in the NBA, and the dad taught him everything he knew. Look at LeBron James. All LeBron James had was the basketball and the will to be the best person. So he grinded it. I'm not saying that Steph Curry had it easier. What I am saying is, being that your dad was already in the NBA, he had resources that LeBron James didn't have up until a certain point, you know? So that's all. Once again, man, hard work pays off. LeBron James, the hardest worker in the NBA, and it was clear on the court that he was the champion this season.
Bruh, I know you don't have a a BYOD, Be Your Own Dad award.
Right.
But if you had one for the year, man, will LeBron get it, bruh?
I mean, he deserves it. He deserves it. I mean, all the talk, all the, you're not gonna do it. I mean, he's shutting every hater's mouth he is shutting right now, you know, and he doesn't even have to say anything because his game is speaking it for him. You feel me?
Mm. I mean, that, I guess that's how we end the podcast, bro, because I guess we got to be silent, too, because I did it. I'm going to tell you, I'm one of them haters, bro. I did not see this coming, man.
Yeah?
So,
I mean, the viewers know, if you look back on our previous podcast, the whole season I was on Golden State. So if you guys want to call me a bandwagon just for tonight, go ahead and call me, because I was ruined for Golden State all season. I did want to see them break the record. I did want to see them go back to back, but I guess once a villain, always a villain, huh?
definitely, bro.
Somebody's got to play the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, somebody did, and somebody has to. The series is going to be historic either way.
Historic, definitely.
And it looks like Golden State was just on the wrong side of history. But, bruh, I mean, hey, NBA drafts is actually this Thursday, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard your Celtics, Lakers is looking good, huh?
Yeah, the Celtics is right behind us, bro.
Yeah, yeah, but even though we right behind y'all in the draft, we always are ahead of y'all, okay?
All right. Anyway, man. Any last words, bro? We about to wrap this up, man.
That's it. I just want to thank everybody who tuned in to our show this postseason to cover the NBA playoffs. Trust me, we'll be doing more coverage of the big sports games, whether it's basketball, football, soccer,
Olympics.
We'll definitely touch upon it.
Yeah, man. Also, I remember Tuesday, big game for USA, Team USA against Argentina.
That's right.
Copa America semifinals. Mexico just lost 7-0. I love it. It's Chile against Chile. But yeah, everybody, we'll definitely give you another episode this week. Everybody stay blessed, stay positive.
And make sure y'all follow us on all social medias. You can find me at Be Your Own Dad, Twitter, Instagram, the Facebook group Be Your Own Dad. Make sure you like it. And Kosha, where can they find you at?
FTESWL.com at FTESWL1. We out.
And everybody stay cool. If you are in the L.A. area, man, it hit 107 degrees on my Snapchat temperature thing. It got real today. Make sure you guys stay cool out there.